licensing out there. You know, I put my images on stuff. Many people who come to our galleries always, they bring the bed sheets and books and mugs and ties and blue jeans for Wranglers, on and on and on. It was a billion-dollar industry. And by 1970, I decided to go back into retreat again. And I thought it would be a 6-8 months retreat just to kind of, replenish my energies to, like, get back to the easel and the canvas. And actually, I stayed in that retreat for almost 18 and a half years. Came out in 89 with about 4 or 5 people to a little studio in Lincoln Center, about 3,000 feet. And today we're 70 people with about, 40,000 feet. We're doing everything I always wanted to do. And it's really exciting to be back again in the groove, in what's happening. And one of the things that was so important to me always, even during my retreat, when I did in 1974, during the retreat, I created the first ecology stamp called Preserve the Environment. It was the first 10-cent stamp. But now that I'm out back with a big team, all we do is daily, every day, sometimes 10 times a day, we do all kinds of projects for ecology organizations. There's not an ecology group in America that we haven't done something for, or human rights organizations, and charitable things left and right. And I made a vow when I came on a retreat that's what I'm going to do, is just do as many charities as come to the studio, answer all of them, and just say yes to everything. And that's what we're doing now. We're a huge charitable organization, as well as a very large art studio.
Now, you actually were invited by the White House in 93 to sketch the signing of the Israeli-Palestinian Peace Accord, right?
I did that. I was there and when Arafat and Rabin were signing it. I've done about 30-some projects for Bill Clinton since he's in the White House.
And just to show you're not favored of him, I mean, you also done stuff for Ford and Carter and Reagan and Bush, too, right?
5 presidents. I painted all of them. I've done liberties for Reagan and liberties for Carter, and it's just did events for all of them, but as the years went on and I get more and more involved and I have a larger staff, so I'm able to really, serve the country well. And, we are in a country whose ideology is the fastest spreading ideology in the world. Democracy is spreading faster than anything else, and the American lifestyle is the wonderment and the wish of everybody else on planet Earth. And so not only are we the greatest country on the planet, and the richest and the most generous country by far, how we serve Ethiopia, we serve Bosnia, we've got the United Nations, but we're the most creative country on the planet. We have more creativity in this one country than all the rest of the world combined. And it is really because we have the whole world living in America. You've got, almost 100 different nations living all in one country.